This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Congresswoman Diana DeGette says she's eager for Congress to start overseeing the federal response to COVID-19. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports the Denver Democrat sits on a House committee that's already held 11 hearings on pandemics over the last 15 years.
The Energy and Commerce Committee oversees many of the healthcare agencies on the front lines of the government's response to the new coronavirus. And as chair of the Oversight Subcommittee, DeGette says there's plenty to investigate.
Why was the source testing such an abject failure? Why did we not get the U.S. stockpile out to states in a reasonable and transparent fashion?
DeGette isn't the only one impatient to get into oversight mode. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has set up a new select committee specifically to examine the Trump administration's response. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Health officials in Weld County say at least 30 employees at the JBS meatpacking plant in Greeley have tested positive for COVID-19. The county health department can shut down a business that doesn't comply with public health orders, but there's no indication that will happen in this case as conversations with the company continue. Aspen could spend $6 million in stimulus money to help residents during the outbreak. The Aspen Times reports the city council gave initial approval Thursday to help residents and businesses with expenses, including rent and mortgage, child care, and personal protective equipment. It would help with housing, utilities, and food. The city will borrow on reserves to secure the money. The city council will take a final vote on the move next week. Colorado's high country can expect snow through the weekend. For the Front Range, sunny today, but snow on the way. This is CPR News.